Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. We're going to jump over to Indianapolis. Get some analysis from the visiting team. Talk to Jake Query over here at 107.5, the Fan in Indianapolis. Jake, thanks for joining us today. Is there fear of the Kansas City Chiefs like there has been in the past for the Indianapolis Colts media?
Yeah, I think there is. I think anybody that you talk to here, you know, the reality is this. You kind of are your brand at some point. And I realize, and obviously you guys would know the intricacies more from a game to game on Kansas City than I, but nonetheless, whenever you have Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce, you know, I mean, if you look statistically at what he's doing this year, and, you know, when you think there might be kind of a drop-off, you know, clearly there's not, right? He's leading them in receiving. So, yeah, I think anytime it's the thing that to me has always been intriguing, and I've never really, you know, nobody's been able to put their finger on this, but for whatever reason, you know, going into this year, to answer your question, I guess long-winded here, but when the schedule came out, anybody you would have asked would have said, well, clearly this is the year where Patrick Mahomes finally gets his regular season win against Indianapolis, you know, the only franchise he hasn't beaten in the regular season. And then as it's gone on, you think, wait a minute, would they actually have a chance in this game? Because the Colts have obviously, you know, exceeded expectation, but they're starting to show, I think, a little bit of water coming through the dam in terms of what might expose them, and that is if Kansas City can get to Daniel Jones, if they can put pressure on him and get him moving in the pocket, then things change a little bit. So I think it comes down to that. But anytime you got Mahomes and Andy Reid, though, coming up with offensive plays, yeah, you absolutely know you're in for a challenge.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Daniel Jones because that's kind of how we started the show today, Jake. I said with this calf injury now that's popped up, I think you got to force Daniel Jones to move all day in the pocket left, right, up, back, all just scramble, move, whatever it is, try to affect that calf. How serious is that injury and what kind of impact should it have on the game tomorrow or on Sunday?
You know, the reality is you're going to have to go off precedent here. And because we don't know, to answer your question on the Daniel Jones calf injury, we don't know because it popped up on the injury report for the first time yesterday. Now, you know, the precedent would be that the Colts in the last 2 years probably have been pretty cautious in terms of their injury report and honest. So we've seen guys pop up on a Thursday, then practice on a Friday and nothing comes of it. Then we've also seen Julian Blackman that pops up on a Thursday, and we find out that he has an Achilles that keeps him out for the year. It's obviously not that, but we'll have a better idea today based on whether or not Daniel Jones practices. But the severity of it is unknown. It would be disingenuous for me to say otherwise because none of us knew anything about this until all of a sudden it popped up on the injury report yesterday. But the reality is they've done a great job protecting him until Pittsburgh 2 games ago. And Pittsburgh started blitzing galore. He got uncomfortable. He started to show some of the New York Giant Daniel Jones, which is not being overly protective of the football. And then Atlanta when they were in Germany, did the same thing. And they got heat on him, and that gets him uncomfortable. They are kind of a rhythm offense, and he is a rhythm quarterback. So if you can keep him off of that, that's where then suddenly some of that, like, negative New York Daniel Jones might be coming around.
So I'm glad you brought that up, Jake, because I wonder, you bring up the blitzing and the scheming and disguising. That seems like that's like, you know, Spags' MO. Is that something that you worry about with Jonathan Taylor, or is it going to be with the calf flare-up just a heavy, heavy Jonathan Taylor game and saying, hey, if Mahomes going to beat us, prove it. If Jonathan Taylor's going to beat us, prove it.
Jonathan Taylor is, you know, right now, and I realize that MVP is a quarterback's league. I totally get it.
Shouldn't be.
But he right now is playing at that kind of a level, right? So they're going to get John. The thing about Jonathan Taylor, guys, that's interesting, Jonathan Taylor's not necessarily a between the tackles, every down, 30 carries over the course of the game back. He's almost more of, if you look at his yardage, he gets a lot of chunk yardage on, and I mean this in a good way, on big breakaway plays. But he is a back that does get better as the game goes on, but typically that's almost by design of when you have a lead, then he salts clock for you and breaks one away and puts things away. So I don't know that you by design started out. Tyler Warren is the real curveball for Indianapolis' offense, because when you have a tight end like that, hell, I don't have to tell people in Kansas City this, when you have a tight end that you can use as kind of your bailout guy that then gets a yard after catch guy, that opens everything up. That softens the defense all over the place, and that's what Tyler Warren's been. So I think even if Jones's mobility is of question, then you go with the Tyler Warrens, the Josh Downs, the bubble screens, and the short pass yardage plays to get things going, and then you start seeing Jonathan Taylor. I think that's still what they would try to do.
What about from a defensive perspective? What are they going to try to do against this Chiefs offense, and what do they think about this Chiefs offense at this point in time? Because for all of us, it's predictable.
You ever been on a flight where there's turbulence all over the place and you're like, you know what, there's not much I can do here. Yeah. I'm just going to have to kind of hope this thing rides. I mean,
I had a flight attendant defense actually get on the loudspeaker and say, we're all going to die. Brace yourselves. It was awful. I'm not kidding. That flight attendant was met at the gate when it was a flight from San Antonio to Houston. So like literally up and down. That flight attendant was met at the gate and fired after we all got off that plane. Now the turbulence was bad.
That flight attendant has what we call in life like an inability sometimes to handle crisis.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
That seems a little extreme. Look, the Colts defense is not to that level, right? But it is one that they have worked relentlessly for years to be able to get pass rush, and they still have not been able to do it, frankly. Now, Liatu Latu is starting to come into form in year two, but DeForest Buckner being out is a huge blow to that defense, because they have good corners now, and that's the thing. With Sauce Gardner and then with Tre'Davious Mooney-Ward, if Mooney Ward is back and Sauce Gardner on the other side, who's only in game number two now for the Colts, but right there, that allows you to press up on the line a little bit more than normal. But the reality is that the Colts have not been able to get to quarterbacks with regularity, and that would allow, you know, Mahomes is a guy, let's be honest with you, the more time you give him, that's where disaster strikes for your defense. So the Colts have a bend-don't-break defense, if you will, but certainly, Mahomes is a break guy, right? He breaks you. So that's going to be the real question mark. Can they get to him? If they're going to get sacks, it's going to be coverage sacks, because they've got a secondary that can lock down on guys and extend the amount of time that the quarterback has to sit back there and wait for something to open up.
Jake, I want to take a page out of our guy that does a show from 2 to 6. His name's Carrington Harrison, does a good job here in Kansas City. He always asks this question to certain people, and I'm going to ask you the same question. It's two-parter. Chiefs win if, Colts win if.
In all honesty, I think Chiefs win if they get Daniel Jones. If they get Daniel – well, first off, if Daniel Jones doesn't play, which I cannot imagine that scenario, but Riley Leonard becomes your starter.
Ooh.
And, you know, then you're obviously taking a huge drop-off here, right? But the Chiefs win if they can get to Daniel Jones and if they can get him uncomfortable. That's the key. And quite frankly – I think there's a little bit, not to simplify it, but for Indianapolis, I think it's the other way around. I think the Colts, if they're able to corral Patrick Mahomes, then I think that they've got a good chance. Look, the Colts offense so far this year, even when Jones has had challenges the last couple of weeks of taking care of the football, I mean, obviously Pittsburgh got to them, but their offense, when you have Jonathan Taylor, and they've got a lot of weapons in terms of their receivers, their offense is – at the beginning of the year was on a historic level. Now, you can't maintain that forever. But you're going to have to score some points against them, no question. You're going to have to score some points. But if the Chiefs are able to find some offensive consistency and get to Daniel Jones, then I think there's going to be a lot of partying in the parking lots there, even before, after the game, as well as before it.
JQ, we appreciate the time, brother. Keep doing your thing over there in Indy, and we'll have a doozy on Sunday at noon here in Kansas City. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, enjoy holiday shopping in the plaza.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks, man. It is 107 The Five of the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Fan with a Fan.
The Fan, the Fan.
They'll be on 10 to 2. They'll also be on from 2 to 6, so you get their perspective as well. I really like what Jake had to say. Coming up on
I feel better.
You do?
Yeah.
I do too, actually.
Yeah.
Still not you, Dusty.
No. No. Stand on business, baby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.